Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, still to come in the next hour of the programme, we're going to preview the Euro 2024 final between England and Spain on Friday. And we're asking you, who are you supporting? Are you supporting England, our nearest neighbours, or will you be cheering for Spain? 51551. Find out about the dinosaur fossil hunter's paradise in the Isle of Wight. And the gathering will be here, of course, to debate and discuss the big news of the week. Now, though, have a listen to this. Nice bit of nostalgia there for you, and you might recognise that as the theme tune from Little House on the Prairie. And we're playing it because the former head of the children's watchdog in the UK, Ofsted, has said that children should be leading more of a Laura Ingalls inspired lifestyle of making and mending. So we wanted to look at how to bring some of that practical learning back into our lives. And Aaron Murphy is here, programme manager of Rediscover Fashion. Hello, Aaron. Lovely
Hi
to
there.
Have you with us. So there was a time when we all in school pretty much learned how to knit and how to sew and how to mend things. Do you agree that there has been a big shift away from that now?
Yeah, definitely. And we see it with kids and teenagers coming into the Rediscovery Centre. Teenagers in particular, it's kind of a little bit shocking because some of them, not everyone, but some of them actually don't know how to hold a scissors properly or even to tie a knot. So that's really indicative.
The basic things.
Yeah, the basic skills kind of lacking. So I think there has been a shift away from it, definitely. And I suppose for schools, you know, they're under a lot of pressure with curricular activities and kind of demands or whatever. And there's a focus, you know, it's moved as society has towards digital literacy. So that is kind of seen as a practical life skill for children. But I think, you know, the practical hands-on skills are just hugely beneficial and really, really important.
And in the years leading up to now, when we have an awareness now about things needing to last a bit longer, we went through a period of time when clothes were very cheap and, you know, if you had a hole in your sock, you got a new pair. So now we need to learn that if you get a hole in your sock, you really should fix it rather than going out to buy a new pair of socks.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, there is a increasing awareness about the impacts of the fashion industry. It's contributing to over 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions, which kind of, you know, makes it really important for us all to look at our relationship with our clothing and how, you know, how we're taking care of them and how much we're buying and what we're doing with them when we're don't want them anymore. And I think, you know, for us to all be part of the solution and kind of reduce that impact, learning basic sewing skills. It doesn't have to be on the sewing machine. It can be just the basic kind of hand sewing skills to do our own repairs.
And you're convinced that everybody can do that, are
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just with the basic running stitch. So that's the simple hand stitch with a needle and thread. You know, you can actually carry out your own repairs and
you
like sew a button on or whatever.
You don't have to be particularly good just to do just that, just to sew on.
No, absolutely not. I mean, with as with everything, practice makes perfect, you know, so don't be put off if you're trying it for the first time and it doesn't look exactly how you want. It is a kind of, you know, you learn as you go and it is a bit of practice and you will get there.
Yeah, because I do think some people have an aptitude for it and some people don't. Because I remember in first year in school being taught how to make a pillowcase and it was a disaster. And eventually after months and months of me trying to do it, my mother had to finish it off for me because I just couldn't do it. It was the same with the teddy bear I tried to knit in second class where his one poor arm was up around his neck and the other one was down at his hip somewhere. So some people are good at this stuff and some people are hopeless cases.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there, you know, with everything, people, there are those who naturally take to things. But, you know, if they're not being given the opportunity to find that they have that aptitude, then that's kind of a loss. But also, like I was saying, the basic repair skills, the basic hand sewing.
Everyone
can
do
those.
Yeah. Everyone can sew on a button. And what is the value then of teaching to the children, of teaching them how to do it, apart from the practical thing of being able to fix something?
Well, it's really good in terms of development. It's really good for fine motor skills. So when you're sewing, you're doing small kind of precise movements. So it's really good for developing that, for developing hand-eye coordination. Also, there's a lot of patience required. So and it takes a little bit of time. So, you know, we're all kind of, it's reflective of society. We're all kind of time poor at the moment. So actually, giving the experience of dropping out of that kind of high pressure time and taking the time to do something and learn something is really, really good.
Yeah, you're not getting the instant gratification hit. A bit of a delay there, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. But that's really good to learn. Also, it boosts confidence. It's really good to kind of reduce anxiety because you are taking that time out and you are kind of focusing on a single task, and it kind of, it's quite meditative as well.
There's a sense of achievement though, isn't there?
Absolutely,
as well,
once
you see that you can do something, you can fix something. But do children today, the ones who you come across in your work, do they think that this is really old-fashioned or do they value it?
I think they really appreciate the hands-on element, and, you know, even there's a few groups who come in to us because we would teach in the Rediscovery Centre a lot of workshops around sewing skills and repair skills. And it's so nice to see, like there was one boy recently actually came in and he'd never sewn before and he was so proud of himself, you know, like in a very kind of subdued way, but you could see it in him, a little smile when he kind of had his finished piece. So yeah, they really, really take to it.
And are you teaching them on a machine or is it hand sewing?
I'm teaching them both, actually. And I think it's really important to kind of not be afraid of teaching sewing machine skills to young kids because they really take to it, you know. And it's, again, a good learning that they're learning how to follow instructions step by step in order to achieve the finished product. But yeah, people can be afraid that they might hurt themselves. But, you know, there's not so much that can go wrong. And actually, we all know that by making mistakes, that's how you learn.
Yeah, so, and hurting yourself will only be a pinprick anyway, really, won't it?
Yeah.
Particularly when you're hand sewing.
Yeah.
And your own story is interesting because you didn't sew until you were in your 20s, is that
right? Yeah. So my gran gave me her old sewing machine and I just picked it up one time, decided I'd learn how to sew when I was about 23. And just totally took to it. And it's been my career ever since, basically.
Right.
So, yeah,
so
everyone begins somewhere, you know, we aren't born knowing how to sew. So, yeah.
So you sat down on your own with the machine and just said, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah, I did some classes then that didn't go very well and made loads of mistakes. But I've been working in it ever since.
Now, I was saying there earlier that the products that we get today, the clothing products, they're not really built to last, are they?
No, they're not. And in terms of repair and sewing skills, there's kind of, you know, the fast fashion model actually has kind of planned obsolescence built into the clothing.
Yeah, they want it to die.
They want it to not last so that you'll go and buy another one. So, you know, as a kind of point of intervention, we can actually upcycle those clothes. You know, if a T-shirt, if the fabric isn't of good quality and has a hole in it after a few washes or something like that, there's still parts of the T-shirts that will be intact and that you can use for an upcycling project.
Mm-hmm. Like what? What can you use a tatty old T-shirt for?
So you can actually make T-shirt yarn from it. And there's so many tutorials and resources online for all of these types of projects now. So you can make T-shirt yarn and take on some, like use it for traditional knitting or crochet or macrame.
So what's that? That's cutting it up into individual
strands. Yeah, there's a
particular
method of cutting it up. So it becomes this really, really long strip of T-shirt yarn. And then if you stretch it a little bit, it kind of curls because that's one of the characteristics of T-shirt fabric, that it doesn't fray, but it will curl over time. So you can kind of speed that up and it curls into kind of basically wool.
Right. Which you use then for other projects.
Yeah.
So how long do you think it takes to teach someone how to sew the basic skills from scratch?
So I run a very popular Introduction to the Sewing Machine course. There's one coming up in September. And it is a 3-hour course and people come with no skills, no knowledge of their sewing machine, or maybe they are a bit afraid because they tried to sew and then kind of, you know, ran into problems. But they come out feeling confident and being able to use the sewing machine. So it doesn't take that long. Mm.
So do you get them to bring their machine in with them?
Yeah, because it's better to learn on the machine that you'll be using yourself. They're all essentially the same, but they all look a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
A listener here has got in touch to say, I turned 70 this year and I was able to knit and sew before I started school. My gran taught me to knit and my mum taught me to sew. The problem now is that, you know, mums don't really know how to knit, how to sew. So we're not passing on those skills.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you know, I guess like school isn't the only site of learning. We're all kind of role models for our children. Mm-hmm. And then there's also lots of, you know, workshops and classes and courses that people can enroll their kids in to learn
to
the
learn
skills.
To learn the skills, yeah. Another one, my children learned to knit, sew and crochet when they were young in the school they went to. It's an extremely good way for the left and right brain to develop and work together.
Absolutely,
which is what you told us, Aaron. Thank you so much for coming in. Aaron Murphy is the Programme Manager for Rediscover Fashion, which is at the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun. And that course you were talking about in September, people can look that up and join
absolutely.
Up. Absolutely,
you can look at our website, rediscoverycentre.ie. And we also run a sustainable fashion competition for secondary school going aged kids. So that's a really good way to give them a platform to explore their skills creatively.
Great. Lots of ways to learn. Aaron, thank you. Let's take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.